Blog Talk Radio.
The bloom, the swoon, the sugar's on your block. The plant is letting flesh in the corners of New York. The ghetto, the meadow, the Mr. Butterflew. The honey bugs dug and licked the honey. For a bit, the lips with the soul and some jazz for your hips. The puff, the buzz, the lips be heavy slick. The mecca get a rush when the beats be very thick. The hands, the feet, the brown baby treat. The femmes fumble loose and drink the noodle juice. The steps, the flams, the planets got damn. The people get a grip with the tape from a jam. A nickel bag of funk, a nickel bag of funk.
A nickel bag of funk, a nickel bag of funk.
A nickel bag of funk, a nickel bag of funk.
Uh-huh, a nickel bag of funk, a nickel bag of funk. Fat, the cool, cool cat. The psychedelic soul puts the planets on the map. The chic, the love, the far out name. The lack of the funk's the main, why we came. The boogie gets done, the colors won't run. The funk hits the square, the kids gotta come. The pizza with the pop, the West Wolf stop. The crew after crew that do the grasshop. The true cool is black, the new school is fat. The beats by the ounce, the funk by the pack. The groove is the fix, the jitterbug's fix. Hanging off the butts with the fat soul kicks. That's my nickel bag of funk. My nickel bag of funk.
A nickel bag of funk.
A nickel bag of funk. I said a nickel bag of funk. A nickel bag of funk.
Oh, a nickel bag of funk.
A nickel bag of funk. The wide, the hip. Dig it, it's the trip. The loops, the scene, and the funkifying it. The sounds, the pounds, the stacks, the flares. The baggy, baggy jeans. The naughty, naughty hair. The twinkle in the eye. The kisses live and fly. The crew from the sky. The stuff that gets you high. The action. The work. We goes the whole nine. The papers won't rot. The vapors get got. The streets get the buzz. The funk off your block. The opium groove. The smacked out soul. The kicking it live. The fat gotta roll with my nickel bag of funk. My nickel bag of funk.
A nickel bag of funk. A nickel bag of funk.
Yeah, it's a nickel bag of funk. A nick bag of funk.
A nickel bag of funk.
A nickel bag, ladybug will hit you with a nickel bag. A nickel bag, a nickel bag. Butterfly hit you with a nickel bag. A nickel bag, a nickel bag. Doodlebug will hit you with a nickel bag. A nickel bag, a nickel bag. DP's always hit you with a nickel bag.
Hello and welcome to Headliners Ball. This show's format gives both authors and audience alike the chance to entertain a deeper discussion regarding a choice selection of poems from the author's catalog of work. Headliners will perform pieces in their intended style. In turn, they will receive encouraging feedback from an all-inclusive panel of late-night poet callers. My name is Pam Ray, filling in for Jeremy F., and tonight I have co-hosting with me the lovely Afaziana. Hello, Fazy. How's it going?
Hi, Pam. Good to be here.
Yeah, good to have you here, and I'm very excited. We have a great lineup of poetry to discuss. We got a couple of amazing poets. We have one of them with us now, which is Bettina Shomo. So welcome, Bettina. Glad you could be here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure. And hopefully Flower 12 will be able to join us when it's at the, if not beforehand, at the beginning of his hour. And let's see here. So, yeah. Yep. So now, Fazy, would you like to, could you post links starting with Bettina?
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Sounds good.
All right. The first one that I see here is Just Me.
Okay. Just Me is about me. It will give the audience a feel of who I am. Okay. I am often mistaken to be part Oriental, hence the slant of my eyes. My name, I am African American, born in the latter 50s, now in what I call my twilight years. Slightly overweight, short in stature, but stand tall in what matters, features most African American women have, full lips and thighs and personality to match. Growing older, a subject I do not speak about. Looking in the mirror, age is not seen. Most thoughts are the same. Needs and wants have not changed. I'm still me. Born too early. This is my time. A lover of all music, even some hip-hop, which my sons cannot bear when I dance and sing along. Who would have thought? Writing is my friend, pen to paper. Eases distress. A loner not by choice. They just don't get me. Felt this way most of my life. There's a book inside. What a story to tell. So many words in my head swimming around. Preferring not to dress up, comfort is now my friend. Jeans, leggings have made their way in. Flats in summer, booties on those cold winter morns. Some days I think about my life, how I've lived. Was it good enough? The time left to speak. To love my grands, to make an impact. A boy, a girl, different in their ways, but their best friend. When I love, it is deep. Married for 30 years, divorced for 8. And what I want to believe is now my love, last love affair. Once or twice a week we meet. My lover, my friend, the one I totally need. I become me. A love not searched for, but surprising for me.
Wonderful read, Bettina. You know, I am so glad that you decided to start with this one. You know, I think it's a perfect choice because, as you said, it really introduces the audience to who you are. A wonderful attention to details, the way you describe yourself, not only physically, but describe your personality. And there's so much relatable to hear to me. Well, especially when you say a lover of all music, even some hip hop, which my sons cannot bear when I dance, sing along. Who would have thought? You know, I don't know a single mother in this world or aunt or, you know, that doesn't manage to embarrass the children, you know, with some dance moves. I know my kids,
yes.
my teenagers are always shaking their heads at me, you know? And so that part's definitely
yes.
very relatable. Yes, yes. yes. And I really like that you had a lot of fun with this about, you know, telling people about who you are and, you know, what your preferences are in life and what you enjoy and appreciate. And I would like to know about you, Bettina, is how did you get started writing in poetry?
Oh, I started a long time ago when I was in college. I would, you know, just dabble here and there. And I walked away from it. Then 9/11 hit. I wrote a lot of poems about 9/11, which I still have, which are not on the site. And then I was married, as I said in the poem, for a long time, and a divorce happened. And then I met someone else who opened a lot of doors for me. And as you will hear as I go on, some of my poems are personal. I will not tell you what the personal parts are. You will have.
Oh, are you still there, Bettina?
That's embellished. But I started a long time ago. I've always wanted to be a writer. And poetry kind of comes naturally for me. And I am a romantic writer, but I do write about other topics, not only romance. But most of what you hear from me tonight will be romantic.
Ah, well, that is wonderful. And yes, romance is a beautiful thing to write about. So great answer. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And Faziana, your thoughts.
I like short in the statue, and but stand tall in what matters. You know, though she be tiny, she be mighty. There's something cool about, you know, recognizing that that you stand up and be who you want to be, and it's cute the way that it's like talking about physically short, but big personality. I like that. And I like that you talk about wanting to sing and dance. I can just picture you doing hip-hop and the kids being like, really? Really, Mom? Like Pam said, I think that's pretty common, that look. I can imagine their faces doing that. I like that you talk about having a story inside you, to have those words in your head swimming around. I think a lot of people on this website, All Poetry, feel that way. You know, our heads are full of words.
We'll love them.
Yeah. This is a beautiful introduction.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Now, the list that I sent to Jeremy is not in order. The second one that I would like to read kind of follows the first one. And it will be up to you to see that. But in my mind, it kind of follows that first one when I talk about the twilight years.
Okay. What's the title of that one?
The beauty of it.
The beauty of it. Okay, here we go. I got it.
Okay. Okay. Give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the beauty of it. In these years I call my twilight, I fell in love. Him not so fast, but now space between us has dissolved. A slow change, a slight touch was enough. Now love has taken over. He reaches for me. He kisses me not like before. A body next to mine, a hand, a foot, touches my skin and lingers there. The beauty of it caresses me, keeps me warm, robs me of everything. A love wished for. When I stare into his eyes, I am blinded by my thoughts. Dreams take over. Can't stop. Those eyes take me to so many places. They take me to love. When away from him, smiles cross my lips, never without a thought of him. Age is not seen, only the beauty of love. I wonder about time left as I age. Time moves on. Faster, how to slow it down. Wishing for younger years, more time to spend, more time to love. Love has no age, keeps me.
Great read, Bettina. And Faisy, let's start with your thoughts.
I love how love is keeping you young. There's still that excitement, like young love, as you have this new love within your twilight years. You know, mm-hmm. having that excitement, just a hand touching you, a foot touching you, that excitement, you know, when love is fresh, especially that connection that is there. And there's an intimacy to this that shows like the connection that you have.
Mm-hmm.
Just absolutely beautiful. I feel like you have a youthful youthful spirit, and you know, it seems like age doesn't slow you down at all. It doesn't even sound like twilight years. You still got a lot of love and life left in you.
Thank you. Perfect understanding.
Absolutely. And I do have to agree with that, that, you know, I like what you said there, Daisy, about a lot of, you know, life and love left in. And I like that you speak on love in this, but it's more than just love. It's also the importance of touch and the importance of realizing that how important it is to have those things to nourish you, even in your older years. And I like that you also write about what it's like to be an older woman, because, you know, we still have desires, we still have needs. And yes, sometimes we wish we could slow the years down, and, you know, but I think it helps us to appreciate, you know, the time that we do have, you know, so really, absolutely, quite an amazing write all the way through. And so let's see here. How about, well, now you did mention at the end of the show, and I did notice because I read through your poetry earlier today that, yes, you do write a lot about love and your relationship. And you said, but you do write about other stuff. What other kind of topics or prompts or whatever, like, inspire you and that you like to write about?
Okay, I just wrote one about the young man that died, Tyree Nichols, which is on the site. And I can read that one if you like.
If you want to, I mean, whatever you want to read.
It's okay.
But hold on, we have to make sure to... We just have
to... If not,
to
I can go
sure
on with the list.
So let me go on to your page, and I'll put it. All right. Let's see here. Hold on. Let me get back to where I need to be.
It's This Society.
All right. Is it like the last one that you wrote?
No, the last one that I wrote actually is on the list. And it is The Power Of. It was an adult contest. So this one's a little different, but still has some of the same meaning.
Okay. And
it has one line in it. This Society is about the Tyree Nichols, the young man that was killed by police.
Okay. And that's the one you would like to read?
Whatever you guys want me to read, I'm fine with.
Oh, well, you know, Bettina, this is your time, so we want it to be all about you, so it's whatever you want.
Okay, well, I will read that one. It strays a little bit from my romantic side.
All right.
Called This Society. Okay. Black while driving, black while walking, asking God, why so much anger? Who can we trust? Where to belong? Who sees us? Our lives take on different meanings. To them, to us, black on black, white on black, rich or poor. In this society, what does it matter? Having two sons, one grandson, I fear for them. I listen for the door to close as they leave. I listen for it to reopen upon return. Did not watch the video, could not bear to see. Heard the news, did not want to cry again. I feel the pain, a mother's anguish, another soul lost. Lost for what? We fight, we protest today and tomorrow, a distant memory. Reactions are strong, what they should be. How fast will society forget all those souls lost? Is living in fear our new norm? Where is the love? Where is the good? Where is the God in us? Why don't we like each other?
Wonderful reading right there, Bettina. And it's such a sad state in the world how too oftentimes for absolutely just horrible and frivolous reasons, people mm-hmm. don't get along, and it adds to such acts of violence and pain and grief. And, you know, I think anybody who has a child in their life or children in their life that they care about or people that they care about really can relate to the emotional impact and the pain that's within this rite, and the hope that, the despair, I should say, the despair that we don't seem to have enough hope and enough love in this society. And I thought this had mm-hmm. wonderful lines all the way through, but I especially like, I feel the pain, a mother's anguish, another soul lost for what? We fight, we protest today and tomorrow, a distant memory. Reactions are strong, what they should be. Now, wonderful lines and very well done. And,
thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I'm really, to me, one of the most important things about poetry is being able to give people a voice for those important topics that need to be spoken up about. And I really feel like you've done that here. So.
Thank you.
And Faisy, your thoughts?
I think it's really powerful. And, you know, it's so sad that racism is still an issue. Feels like we should have been past that, like, long ago. I mean, mm-hmm. it never should happen at all, but it's hard for me to believe it's still, I mean, not saying I don't mm-hmm. believe it's happening, but mm-hmm. you know what I mean? That's just awful. I really like how you describe the fear, because as much as mm-hmm. I hate that anyone has to have that fear, I think you make it very relatable as you talk about hearing them leave and then waiting for the sound of the door to open, that everyday kind of fear, just needing mm-hmm. to feel reassured that they come home. I mean, it's awful that mm-hmm. anyone has to live with that fear. But I think by mm-hmm. by talking about like those everyday moments, it's more impactful than if you were just talking about one particular incident. And I mean, it's important to recognize those incidents, but I think you brought it to the everyday moments that connect and make it, you know, awareness that it's not just, as rare as we might think, and it's not something that we can just brush over. It's definitely not. It's something that impacts so many people, and nobody should have to live in fear like that. So I think you, mm-hmm. It feels weird to say you humanize it, but I mean, like, you bring it down to each person's level where it's like people can imagine feeling that fear, even if they've had the privilege of never having to have that fear, imagining having that kind of worry for your own child. Then it's just, I'm babbling, but basically I think that it's an important poem, and you did a great job at sharing your perspective in it.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Wonderful comment there, Fabian. And would you like to say anything about your poem, Bettina?
That one... Yeah. As she said, I do worry because I have two sons and I have a grandson, and I worry. And in Maryland right now, we have a lot of shootings. I don't live in Baltimore, but, you know, they go into Baltimore. So I express in that poem my feelings, my gut reaction to things that are happening now. Yeah. So it you know, that's the way that I wanted it to be perceived.
Very cool. Very cool. Thank you for sharing that with us. All right, Faizy.
You're welcome.
The next one on the list is He's Me.
Okay. All right. Get to that one. Okay, He's Me. On the night we met, it rained, totally drenched. Walking up to meet him, that look in his eyes devoured me. The sun came out within me. Immediately I was drawn in. He took my hand. I knew that first touch, electric. Those dark eyes piercing. Those lips perfect. That kiss enticing. Thinking, have we met before? Reading each other's thoughts, we come to life, moving as one, infatuated, enchanted, intoxicated, totally seduced by each other. His movements are mine. There is nothing off limits, no inhibition. Now it only takes a thought of him. He fills my vibe, my wants, my needs. A text from him says it all. When it's so magical, excitement builds within me, totally bewitched, hooked on each other, taking this journey together. Words are not needed. He reads me. My book is always open to feel him close, to feel his touch deep within. The aroma of us fills me up, dripping inside me. I breathe him in. I know him. He's me.
Wonderful read. I really like how this speaks on a deep sensual connection between two people. And in fact, I think your title in the ending says so much, where it says He's Me, because it's that idea of almost being able to predict each other's needs and read each other's minds.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that it mm-hmm. speaks on that idea. I really like in the beginning where you say, on the night we met, it rained, totally drenched, walking up to meet him, that look in his eyes devoured me, the sun came out within me. The sun came out within me is a beautiful line, reflecting on the whole idea of all of a sudden is feeling as if your life has been made brighter and more beautiful. So wonderful mm-hmm. lines all the way through.
Thank you.
I would like to know, tell me about your writing process. Like when you go to write a poem, what does it look like?
I probably start 5 or 6 times. I have a habit of using the same words. And I'm trying to create a scene when I write. I want people to be in the moment with me. I want them to see what I see. So to make it more relatable, I will incorporate some type of scene. Sort of like a painting, if you want to say that. So in your mind's eye, you're there with me and you're seeing what I see. But when I write, I need a topic. I like to know what I'm writing about when I'm writing. So if you give me a topic and say, write a poem about this, I'll give you a poem. You know, it might take me a day or two to come up with the opening and the set or the scene of the poem. I generally start with a topic in mind, and maybe 5 or 10% of the time, words sometimes just pop in my head, and I'll write them down on a piece of paper and fill in the blanks later.
I like that. It sounds like you really, when needed, take the time to get the poem to where it's supposed to be. So very cool.
Mm-hmm.
And Daisy,
thank
your
you.
Thoughts.
I really like that same part that you pointed out, Pam, where his eyes devoured me, because I think that has things on multiple levels. On the one hand, it makes you feel sexy when someone looks at you like that, you know, that
mm-hmm.
there's that hunger when you first meet. But also, his eyes devouring you kind of makes it seem like someone's really seeing you, and the
mm-hmm.
connection beyond the physical. You know, I think we all want to be seen, like as a full person, and just like be appreciated for who we are. And when you say his eyes devoured
mm-hmm.
me, I feel like you're being seen. And maybe because this is after a divorce and stuff, I would think like, you know, maybe you've been ignored a little bit, and now suddenly you're feeling really seen, and that's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how
yeah.
I imagine it. And you do a really good job at talking about the infatuation, that electric feeling. The connection is palpable. And yeah, the part Pam pointed out, the next part, the sun came out within me. There is that warm feeling you get in your chest when you're really with someone who you have a great connection with. It's like the sun
mm-hmm.
came out, you come alive. Some people make you feel more
mm-hmm.
alive, and it seems like you have that with him,
mm-hmm.
and that's incredible. You do a great job at bringing that to life.
Thank you. I don't know which one is next.
The next one is Lover. I'm posting on the board now.
Lover. Okay, where are you? Okay, Lover. How to move past 7 days, 7 nights. My body starts withdrawal. Can't think straight. Longing takes over. I ache, I tremble, I sigh. Your name on my lips, wanting you. You're my drug of choice. Needing my fix as time ticks on. My body craves yours to fill. You pull me close to touch me so. What is it about you? Strong arms around me, pulling me deeper. Kisses upon my neck, heat rises. A burning desire to kiss you deeply, to run my fingers down your back, to touch you from behind. Wanting so much more to lose myself in you. While patiently waiting, I dream of you. Words can't describe feelings inside. I need your touch, your whispers in my ear. Words that seduce me, begging to come to life. Come once again, my love. You're my lover, my fix.
Great read.
Great read,
Bettina. Go ahead,
Daisy. No, I thought you had to step away for a sec, so I was jumping in, but I got maybe ahead of myself. I thought this was great.
It turned out I didn't need to. I thought I had to, but it turned out I didn't need to.
Okay. Then you go ahead.
Actually, you go ahead and comment first. Sorry.
I think this was awesome. You're my drug of choice, needing my fix. I mean, that's a good way of describing that connection that's really intense. You know, sometimes you just can't get enough of someone, and it's like you're addicted to them. It is. The way you describe it, I ache, I tremble, I sigh. That withdrawal when you haven't gotten to be with that person. You bring it to life. It definitely puts people in the moment. Nicely done. Thank you.
Absolutely, yes. I have to agree with you, Faizy, and with what you had said earlier, Bettina, that you really do a great job of bringing people into the moment. And this is a wonderful central right on the idea of someone being, you know, your addiction, your drug of choice. I do particularly like strong arms around me, pulling me deeper, kisses upon my neck, heart rises, a burning desire to kiss you deeply. Very, very passionate lines that really don't hold back in their ability to express sensuality. And now is that time in the show where I have you tell us about where we can find your work. Like, we know we can find your poems on All Poetry under Bettina Shomo, but do you have any published works, or are you on any other websites?
I am not. And when I started writing again, just over 2 years ago, I started on this site. I am not published. It was therapy for me to write in a notebook. And then I don't remember how I found this site. But I ended up on this site, and since I've been on it, I write all the time. I am not published anywhere, and I don't write anyplace else except in a notebook.
Okay, well, you know, and not enough people use notebooks nowadays. It's becoming a lost art form, that is for sure, you know, so... Very cool. Very cool. So make sure everyone, you get a chance, check out the poetry of Bettina Shomo on allpoetry.com. All right. And what do we got next, Faizy?
Next we have I Hear You.
Okay. I hear you. I hang on to it all, the infatuation, the longing, the love. The wordplay, seducing me without a touch. The beauty of you amazes me. Eyes watching your lips move, the fine lines about your mouth, the sparkle in your eyes. They speak to me, speaking my name. I am naked in my desires. I taste your words, swallowing all of them. They paint a picture of us. Hear me. I am the one you crawl to, the one you devour. What more can I say? I am your motivation, your zen, the one you lust for, the one you speak to, diving into our thoughts, taking and giving. We move in unison, totally aware of the other, knowing the meaning behind your penetration. I am here for you in this game of foreplay, game of words, me in my glory, you in your boldness, the sun rises.
Wonderful read there. And this is a beautiful, another beautiful central right. I really like the title. I think there can be such an importance to titles, and I Hear You really speaks on the idea of how important it is in a relationship to listen to each other. And I like how there's so many different, like this is one of those poems that's really a treat for all the senses. I really like, I taste the words, swallowing all of them. They paint a picture of us. Hear me. I am the one you crawl to, the one you devour. Beautiful lines and very well done.
Thank you.
And so would like to know, Bettina, do you have any favorite classic poets or authors that you enjoy reading?
Well, I read a lot of different genres of books, different ones. I used to read a lot of, when I was younger, a lot of the romantic writers, of course. I read all of those. But I do not have any favorites, so to speak. Not favorite poets, no.
So a nice variety, but no particular favorites. That makes sense. All right, and Faisy, your thoughts?
I really liked I'm Here For You in this game of foreplay, game of words. You know, it has a lot of sensuality throughout most of it, but like Pam pointed out, the title, I Hear You, is, you know, you're recognizing the needs of your partner. And, you know, the love language, the what the partner wants and enjoys and their recognition of yours. I think that hearing them, you know, means so many things. And that I'm here for you is really important. There's me in my glory and you in your boldness, the sun rises. You know, you you create that you welcome the new day when the two of you are together, and you just I feel this connection. It's sort of like in the other poem we talked about where he saw you and you really felt seen, and now feeling heard is also really important. So there's that connection. You know, there's a lot of physical connection, but you can tell that it's deeper than that. It's both, and that just makes it even sexier. So I love it.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Great comment, Faisy. All right, what do we got next?
That's me. Here I am waiting for someone to answer. Sorry. it's called That Kiss.
Oh, that one. Okay. This is a favorite of mine. I like this one. Okay. Okay, give me one second. Okay, That Kiss. We met 3 years ago, remembering vividly your walk, your hello, your touch. Conversation was easy. I hung on every word. Fixated on your mouth as the words were spoken. Licking my lips, I imagined kissing you. You reached for me, touching my face. Tilting my head towards you, your tongue lightly grazed my neck. You lingered there, then slowly kissed my lips, a warm and sensual kiss, light at first, moving on deeper and deeper. It was a soft but thorough kiss, not wanting you to stop, reaching up, hands in your hair, pulling you closer, thinking my weakness. How does he know?
Great read, Bettina. I really like that this speaks on the importance of the kiss and how it's such an important part of the act of intimacy. It makes me think of that song, If You Want to Know If He Loves You So, It's in His Kiss, which I try to spare people from singing. But yeah, I like it made me think of that song. Wonderful lines all the way through, great sensuality. I really particularly like licking my lips. I imagined kissing you. You reached for me, touching my face, tilting my head towards you. Wonderful lines. And I liked that
Thank you.
Before you read this poem. Yeah, absolutely. And I like that before you read this poem, you said with excitement in your voice, and I like this kind of confidence, you know, that you really
Thank
liked
you.
This poem. You know, I think it's a wonderful thing to have confidence in yourself. Yeah, yeah. If you want to go ahead, that was going to be
fun. This one is actually true. I will tell you that about this one. This actually happened.
Well, that's a nice
thing. So this
thing
one I really love. Yeah.
So that's the reason why this one speaks to you so much, is because it's the truth from you, the intimacy of your own life. Well, I like that, and I like that you're willing to share that.
Yeah, I will share that because I love this one. When I wrote it, I thought about that first kiss. With my friend, and I like it. I remember now, 5 years ago, not 3 years. But it's important to me, and having that connection and that memory of this is important to me.
Absolutely, absolutely. Great comment.
Thank you.
Cool. And Faithy, your thoughts?
I think this sounds like an amazing kiss. it's an exciting read.
Thank you.
I'm picturing it and I like it. So. This sounds really great.
Thank you.
I don't know what else to say. Fanning myself
right.
over here.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think all us ladies would like to have a kiss like that.
Right.
That's for sure.
Thank you.
And all right,
okay.
Baby, what do we got next?
Sorry, loading as we go.
Okay.
I accidentally closed the window, so here we go. Now we have you.
You.
Okay.
Posting.
Okay, as you can see, these are all romantic. Okay, you. Okay. This one made its way onto the list. Not by choice. It was written in response to a song, and it was a contest, but the contest did not happen. But I will read it. You. I haven't forgotten. You're beautiful. Words from my heart. She's kind. She's beautiful. But she's not you. You're one of a kind. I'm happy, not happier. You know, I know. you're better without me. I thought we were great. Hard times came. Then I met her. It was hard to let go. She reminds me of someone I know. She reminds me of you. We were great together, together as one. Why did you push me away? Her touch reminds me of you. I am happy, not happier. I look at her, I see you. When we touch, I think of you. She reminds me of someone I know. She reminds me of you.
Great read, Bettina. And Faizy, let's start with your thoughts.
Well, I don't know the original song, but I like the recognition of I'm happy, not happier. You know, this definitely sounds like it's an ex talking to to you, and you know, admitting that they haven't truly moved on. You know, they're with a surrogate for you, really. So it doesn't sound like the current relationship is healthy. Because, like, are you truly happy if you're just pretending it's the other person? But I like the structure of this. I think it has just the right amount of repetition. And I could see that it would be inspired by a song because it almost seems like a song in itself.
Yeah, it's a response to a song entitled Happier, actually. And the contest didn't happen. They closed the contest. But I left the poem on the site anyway.
Well, I think that's good that you left the poem even though the contest had closed because it is a wonderful poem. You know, I have to agree with you, Faizy, that there's great use of repetition here that gives this poem a wonderful lyrical quality to it. I noticed in your AN that you wrote this from the perspective of a man's point of view, and I could see that, but I like how that if you took out the she reminds me of someone I know, she reminds me of you, that really this is a subject that, you know, any man or woman could relate to, you know, and that idea of not being able to move on because that other relationship is still in your mind. So just really a wonderful write and very well done.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, so I know in your first poem where you introduced yourself, you mentioned being a lover of music. So tell me like a few of your favorite musicians or bands.
Okay. Wow. I like Adele. She's got a beautiful voice. I love her. I like a new artist that I just heard some of his music. His name is Jameson Ross. He is sort of a jazz guy. I like all types of music. And as I said in that first poem, hip hop. I love that too. And I love some country. I just like music, and I love to dance. I like big band, old big band music. I like old jazz. I like Billie Holiday. I love Diana Ross. We don't hear much from her anymore, but I do love some of her music. Just a lover of music.
Oh, absolutely. And I have to agree, you know, Billie Holiday and Diana Ross are definitely two of the all-time best as far as being amazing vocalists. So, and I'm sorry, Faizy, did I have you comment on this poem first? I did, yes.
Yes.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So what do we got next?
What's...
We have words for me.
Okay. Okay, words for me. Oh, this one is really kind of sensual. You call saying, I'm on my way up. On the nights we meet, I wait for you. A long bath puts me in the mood for you. I smile, asking myself, who are you? A love wished for has taken over. A new me, a different me. Thoughts of other times with you inhabit my mind. I dream about the passion we share, the way you come up behind me, not touching at first, just so close, I feel you there. The warmness of your body, the beauty of it, the way you whisper softly in my ear, what do you want? The way you say, I love you, the way you say my name. They take up space, lingering there. Unlocking the door, I'm open for you. Excitedly, I stand looking out the window, a beautiful sunset before me. You come in, pausing for a minute. Hearing your steps, knowing you're close, I drop the towel. I feel your touch. Turning my head towards you, you whisper, as if singing my favorite tune. Words of love. My body shakes at the touch of your lips to my ear. You know me, my wants, the way to my heart, the way to my soul.
Wonderful read there. This is a beautiful write on the idea, and it is, as you said, it's sensual. But it also speaks on the importance of love and communication, and, you know, time shared, time and thoughts shared together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just wonderful lines all the way through. But I particularly like the warmness of your body, the beauty of it, the way you whisper softly in my ear, what do you want, the way you say I love you, the way you say my name. Just beautiful lines and very well done. And I would like to know, do you have any words of wisdom? Say if somebody was new to writing poetry or new on all poetry, what would be your words of wisdom to, you know, new poets?
Oh, boy, that is so hard. That's a hard question because for me, I would tell them how I feel when I write. When I write, it's sort of therapeutic for me too, because I write a lot of the time how I'm feeling. 100%, or let's say 99%, is what I'm feeling in that moment and truth. There is some truth to every one my poems. There is some truth, you know, some embellishment, but there is some truth there. So I would say if you take a poem and write from your heart with the truth and surround it to what you want it to be, I think they would do well.
Yeah, you know what? I think you are right, and I think that's for many poets. I know that I know oftentimes use as a, what do they call it? Poetic license. Like you have your own truth, mm-hmm. but you add that poetic license to it. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, wonderful words of wisdom. And
thank you.
Stacey, your thoughts.
The part a new me, a different me, makes me think about, there was this quote I read a couple of days ago, and I can't remember who said it, but it was about you don't just fall in love with a person, you fall in love with the version, with someone who brings out the best version of you. So it's about someone who empowers you to be your best, who really opens you up. And I think I see that in this poem. It's not just that the person you're with is exciting, although that's true. It's that they make you into your best self. That's what I got from this, and I really enjoy it.
Thank you.
Great comment. All right, so we don't have flower 12 yet, so as long as you're up to it, Bettina, we'll go ahead and go on to your next poem.
Okay.
All right. So.
I don't have the list in front of me.
Oh, no problem. Stacey has it. She'll grab the next one.
Yeah, I just posted it in the group. It's called I Watch You.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I watch you. Rising, I tiptoe around the room in the darkness of the night. I cannot sleep. Never wanting to part, I watch you. The movement of your body stops me. The perfection of it calls out to me. Slipping back into bed, your hand reaches for mine, bringing it close to your lips. A soft, gentle kiss. I close my eyes, drifting back to when we first met so many years before, knowing that we would never part. These thoughts soothe me. They keep me close. I turn to you. Your eyes let me know you are my love, where I need to be. Time is precious. Wishing for it to stand still. It moves on. It does not wait.
Great read there, Bettina. And Faisy, let's start with your thoughts.
I like the idea that the movement of his body stops you. Because, you know, sexiness isn't just about the way someone looks. It's their movement. It's their attitude. There's something about, you know, a picture can't capture the way that someone enraptures you. Like, it's like you, the fact that you're watching not just a still, but watching the movement and feeling like, wow, that calling to you is just special. I like that you point out that it is the movement and the intimacy of a hand reaching for mine. And, you know, it has the gentle kiss, and then, you know, it can rev up and be more, but starting off with that gentle kiss is just really sweet. There's a beautiful intimacy to this whole thing.
Thank you.
Yeah, I have to agree with that, Faisy. Beautiful intimacy is a great way to describe this poem. I like how it speaks on that intimacy of watching someone, of making eye contact. And I think that is truly one of the most important things when it comes to the act of love, is the ability to make eye contact with someone and to see who they truly are. I really like this all the way through, but especially I turn to you. Your eyes let me know you are my love, where I need to be. Time is precious. You know, and another, this is another poem where you speak on the importance of time and acknowledging that it does pass on. And so, you know, therefore we really need to take time and to appreciate every moment that we have with somebody. I think this is beautifully, absolutely beautifully written. Now, last poem that I asked you a question, I asked you about your advice for new poets. But now I'd like to ask if you have any advice as far as writing sensual poetry goes. Because I don't know about anybody else, but, you know, sometimes I'll read sensual poetry that is just a little too much for me. But, of course, I understand everybody has different tastes. You know, I'm very much, you know, a metaphor and illusion person. Like, I like sensuality, but I don't like it necessarily shoved in my face. But we all have different tastes. And, but as far as someone who obviously writes quite a bit of sensual poetry and does it well, if somebody was new to that genre, what would be your advice?
Write what you feel. I write what I feel. Now, not to say I feel sensual all the time, because I don't. I do have days, I will say with my friend, where we don't agree, and I have written poetry about that too. But I think that how you feel should be expressed. And as I said in the first poem about myself, when I love, it is very deep. So I tend to write that way. I tend to write, and some of it is a little embellished, and I tend to write about things that have happened to me and things that I would love to happen to me. So I kind of express both of them in my poems. But I would say write from your heart and express it the way that you want it to be heard or interpreted.
Very cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, and well, we still do not have our second headliner showing up. So what the game plan is, as long as you're cool with this, Bettina, is we have four poems left of yours. So we will, unless our other caller shows up, we will go ahead and go through those four poems and continue to enjoy conversation with you.
Okay, that's fine.
All right, then. Sounds good. All right, Faisy, what do we got next?
Now we have Wine and Dine.
Okay, Wine and Dine. This. Okay. Come on. The night after we met, dinner at his place, he asked, "Would you like a glass of wine?" Our drink of choice, answering yes. Red or white? Red or white? Red, of course. My red dress, shoes to match. Feeling passionate, seductive. Sipping away as we talked, hours go by, overwhelmed with thoughts of desire. How could this be? The mood is set. He's perfect for me. Reacting to my energy, sensing my wants, taking my hand, pulling me to dance, kicking off those sexy high-heeled shoes. I feel the softness of the rug cuddling my toes. Beautiful, sultry music envelops the air, a slow dance. Noticing the color red about on things that matter. Things that excite, raising that sexual desire, that sexual appetite. Pulling me closer, lost in thoughts, fingers down my back, pulling my zipper down just so. Head on his chest, hearing his heartbeat, the sound of his breath, the warmth. Heat rises, sucking in my breath, breathing deeply. I wonder what it would be like, the taste of his lips, to taste the wine. As if reading my mind, we kiss. Taking a sip, we dance on, more red wine to drink.
Great read, Bettina. And Faisy, let's start with your thoughts.
I really enjoyed the second stanza, reacting to my energy, sensing my wants. There's something really great about having someone, you know, feel the same vibe as you, respond to your mood, and you know that you're in a dancing kind of mood, is really nice. And then kicking off the shoes and getting more comfortable. I like that you talk about the feeling of the rug. Cuddling my toes is a nice line. There's different senses that are engaged here. We think of taste and the sound of, I think there's music there. You got your taste, you got your touch, you got your hearing. You just engage multiple senses, pardon me, and I think that's a great way to do a sensual poem is you awaken all of our senses.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, to have the senses awaken is an important thing. I really like the imagery throughout this and how you create this story, right, bring us, as you said before, into the moment, create this atmosphere. The attention to details is wonderful. I particularly like that second stanza with reacting to my energy, sensing my wants, taking my hand, pulling me to dance, kicking off those sexy high heel shoes. You know, just amazing sensual lines and great response to the chosen prompt. Very well done.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And, absolutely. All right, so here's one of those goofy questions that we like to occasionally ask. So I'm going to hand you a 9x13 casserole dish, and in that casserole dish you can put any and all ingredients that make up Bettina Shomo, and they do not have to be edible, they do not have to be tangible, they do not have to be food. What are you going to put in that casserole dish that makes up Bettina?
Oh, my. That's an interesting question. Oh, boy. That really interesting question. I would say I would put in some love, most definitely some love, some caring, some still inquisitive questions. I would put questions in there. There are still some answers to things I would like to know. And then I would throw in some family. Family is very, very important to me. They would probably take up 3/4 of my dish. Something that I want to pass on to my own children, how important family is. And enjoyment of life. Life is very short, and I think that we should live it to the fullest. Do things that you want to do and enjoy it. I think that's it. I think that's all I can think of right now. But that's a real interesting question. I think that I would probably add some more things tomorrow. But right now, those are the things that I would put in.
I like that because, you know what, I think love and appreciating life and family and friends, you know, they're just all such important things. And you can tell from your the first poem you read and from a couple of comments that you've made that you really have a love for your family and an appreciation mm-hmm. for life. So very cool.
Mm-hmm.
And
thank you.
And I'm sorry, Favy, forgive my tired brain, but did I have you comment on this one first?
Yes, you did.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, so what do we got next?
The power of.
Okay, now this one, I'm not, this was a little deviation for me. It's the latest one that I wrote, and it's an adult poem. Not too bad, but the theme is adult. The title of the contest was actually, Is It the Power of the Pussy? So it goes like this. Is it the power of the pussy or the power of the manhood? From my point of view, all things come to life when stroked right. Some women my age say they have no interest. I say for me, not so. Love makes it right. Intimacy is a must. Want to be touched, want to be loved, sometimes fucked. Early, love early morning rides, nothing to hide. I have no inhibitions. Sex is my desire. Still strong, nothing has changed. Age brings on a new mindset, no fear, just pure enjoyment. The luster is still there.
Great read. The one thing I would recommend with this, you know, I love mm-hmm. the poem itself, but because of all poetry rules, you really should mark explicit. Yeah, it really needs to be marked as explicit because of the language used.
Yes.
But other than, I mean, it's a great poem.
Yes.
I really like how you talk about the strength in sexuality, in both female and male sexuality, and how there's a power to it, an intimacy to it. And, you know, too oftentimes, I think people misjudge the sexual desires of women and discredit it too much. You know, it's like they either want us to be, you know, the virgin or the whore. You know, even from mm-hmm. high school, you know, or young age, it was always, you know, the men were losing their virginity left and right, but the women stayed virgins. And how that miraculously happened, I don't know. But, you know, I really like that this speaks on the idea that women do have those desires and they do have that need mm-hmm. for that physical touch. You know, mm-hmm. intimacy is a must. Want to be touched, want to be loved, sometimes fucked. Love early morning rides, nothing to hide. I have no inhibitions, you know. And so, and I think this is actually, to me, an important topic in that it allows other women to see that you can be open about the power that you have with your sexuality. And so mm-hmm. tell me why was this poem important for you to share tonight?
For reasons that you just said. I feel the same way. I think women should express themselves in their desires and wanting to be touched is important. You know, it's a sense that we need. And like I said, I don't feel that age matters. I think that regardless of how old you are, you want to be touched, you want to be loved. And it's not a subject that women should shy away from.
Absolutely, absolutely. Great comment. And Faisy, your thoughts?
I like it, and just like both of you were saying, like it's empowering to women. You know, there are stereotypes of like that men have the bigger sex drives, and we're, you know, doing it for them, and that's just not true. You know, sometimes the woman is more interested. Sometimes it's different, and age doesn't necessarily slow you down. I mean, women actually peak later in life than men in terms of mm-hmm. sexual interests. You know, mm-hmm. I'm at that stage where my fertility is dropping, and all of a sudden my body's like, oh, we must have as much sex as possible because babies. at least that's my interpretation. even if you're not actually trying to have a baby, it's like your body's like, oh, now. But it doesn't have to end. And I like that it's encouraging women to explore, you know, what they like and to acknowledge that everyone has needs. I also really like that it talks about age bringing a different mindset and that there's less fear. You know, as you realize life is short, be yourself. You know, realize that you can be true to yourself. I mean, kinks or different, like, whatever. Just recognizing your own interests and being able to explore that and not be so shy about it, because you might as well mm-hmm. live, like, really live whatever it is that makes you happy. So you go, girl.
Absolutely, absolutely. I like that. I like that. And our last one?
I will go back and label it.
Wonderful. Yeah, I do highly recommend that. I am a bit of a prude in some ways. You know, I'm very open to whatever people want to write, but I do like to remind people that there are minors on all poetry, so, you know, poems definitely should be labeled.
I'll take care of it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, and I'm glad you shared it with us. All right, and what do we have next, Faisy?
All right, the last one on my list is Eyes Meet.
Okay. Eyes Meet. Across the room, I watched your reflection in the mirror, the way your eyes laughed, the movement of your hands, hugging her from behind, how you danced together. The room stood still for me, captivated like a bead of honey. I was drawn to you by your laughter, your joy. You were with her, imagining it was me, wanting it to be. I was eager to know you, now and again touching her arm, kissing her lips, fingers intertwining with hers, thinking, would he touch me that way? For an instant, your gaze caught mine, swept into a dream. It was me you were touching that way. Could not turn away. A smile, no words to say. Your look, the whispers in her ear tell it all. I was touched.
Wonderful read, Bettina. And Faisy, let's start with your thoughts.
I like this. I think it really expresses that envy and but not in like an angry kind of envy, like jealousy way, but recognizing the way someone behaves with the other person. You know, you can be envious and not necessarily act on it, but recognizing the way that someone is touching someone and being with them and being like, I want to be treated that way. And it can make mm-hmm. someone attractive when they are treating their partner really well. I'm all stumbly. It's the end of the night. Sorry. But this felt very real, like realistic kind of feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
Yeah, I have to agree. This one was sensual, but it was a different kind of sensual because it had mm-hmm. a lot of emotional impact to it with the idea of speaking on, you know, jealousy. And, you know, and I like how it was a seduction that happens from across the room without mm-hmm. actually touching. And it's that desire mm-hmm. that Faisy was saying to have what somebody else has. I really like imagining it was me wanting it to be, I was eager to know you now and again, touching her arm, kissing her lips, fingers intertwining with hers. Those are just wonderful heartfelt lines all the way through and very well done. And
thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And let's see, is there anything that you would like, any more things, anything else that you would like to mention about yourself, things you enjoy, appreciate, things you dislike, you know, things that are on your mind?
Things that I, wow, that's a hard question too.
It was kind of a
things
vague
that I
question.
Dislike.
I apologize for that, so.
Yeah, I think now there are a lot of things that I dislike. You know, there are some people that I dislike. What I don't like that is happening in this country is killings with guns. I think that's probably forefront on most people's minds at this time. You know, and as I said in the poem, one of my poems, the one about Tyre Nichols when he died, why don't we like each other? I don't understand that. People are people. It doesn't matter where you're from, what color you are. It just doesn't matter. We're all people. And things have to change. We have to learn to listen to one another. We have to learn to get along. And we have to get back to loving one another. There's so much hatred going on in this country. And that's the biggest thing that I hate right now.
I can totally get that and understand that really it's such a difficult time right now, dealing with the violence that is out there. So well said there. And Faisy, thank you so much. Thank you. Absolutely. And thank you, Faisy, for being here and co-hosting with me. I really appreciate you. And Jeremy, have a good week. And we look forward to having you back. And Flower 12, I'm sorry that it didn't work for you to get through. Bettina, thank you very much for sharing your poetry with us.
You're so welcome.
And for sharing yourself with us. I really enjoyed the conversation and the poetry. And thank you, and have a good night, everyone.
Good night.
You too. Thank you. Bye.